Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Gift Ngole, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you able to get me?
Yes, very loud and clear. Thank you so much. Can you hear me?
Very loud and clear also.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, the VOP lesson talks to us about the signs that Christ will return in our day. It's a very interesting one. And, you know, because we know that Jesus came to pay the penalty for transgression and to offer mankind a way of salvation. And God loved humanity so much that he could not leave us to suffer consequences of sin. And so in his great love for us, Christ gave his life so we could be reunited with God and have eternal life. Now, do you, Pastor, personally believe that Christ will return in our day?
Okay, thank you very much. And I welcome all those who are listening to us today. Mm. In answering your question, allow me to begin it with a verse. The question is, do I personally believe that Christ will return in our day? I need to be careful in answering this. Why? Because at the end of the sentence, it simply emphasizes the sentence or the question, simply emphasizes our day. Now, Matthew 24, verse 36, when you read it carefully, the Bible says, no one knows, however, when the day and hour will come. But verse 42, the Bible says, be on your guard then, because you do not know what the day, when the day of the Lord will come. You agree with me to say that signs of Christ's return have been shown. For example, in 1780, there were signs of Christ coming. Mm. 1833, stars, they fell from the sky. Those were signs. But those people who lived in such a time, they died, and we are here now in the 21st century. Mm. Others may say, why isn't Christ coming when we saw those signs? One thing I want to say is Christ was just saying to us to be ready even as we watch for the signs of his return. Christ, we are in the last days, yes, he is surely coming, I personally believe.
But not in our day.
Maybe you can clarify that point, the question.
While we're still alive, I mean, Paul believed that Christ would come, while he was alive.
Uh-huh.
And but he died.
Okay. Yes, those are the questions that many people ask. But one thing you agree with me is that God is out of the timeline.
Mm.
And our timing is not God's timing. Mm. When Christ says, I am coming soon, the day or hour we may not know, what we must be aware of is that he may come at any time, so we have to be ready.
Mm,
I personally believe that Christ can come in our time because signs are foretelling that.
Mm. So he's coming soon. Could be tomorrow or could be in 2,000 years.
Christ's return can be tomorrow, today, or maybe this coming Sabbath, because signs are already falling. Mm. What we must do is we must be ready at all times.
Now, why has God given us signs to look out for regarding Christ's return?
Okay, thank you very much for that question again. The signs given regarding Christ's return, you come to discover that they serve several purposes. One of it, some of them are, number one, it is for preparation.
Mm.
These signs, they alert us as believers to be spiritually prepared for Christ's return, encouraging us to live faithfully and obedient. And number two, also, they are for faith strengthening. And number three, these signs, they warn us. They also warn believers, those who have not yet believed in Christ Jesus, urging them to reconsider their lives and return to God before it is too late. And also, these signs, they are a fulfillment of prophecy. And they give us hope as believers, reminding us that despite the challenges and tribulations, Christ will ultimately return to establish his kingdom.
Now, these signs, you know, there were signs of his coming. And, you know, we were told about the wars, rumors of wars, famine, and all sorts of signs, you know, that we're looking forward to. And I think that most, if not all of these signs have already come to pass, already in the 18th, 17th centuries, thereabout. Yet we are still looking forward to the coming. It makes one wonder which other signs have not yet been fulfilled, because all signs, according to what we see, have come to pass.
Okay, of which that is our lesson for today. Today there are many signs of Christ that tell us that Christ is going to return soon. But today I just want to focus on three signs, and then the rest we have prepared for this lesson. We'll finish them tomorrow. So number one sign for today, before I can even say that, the signs that Jesus Christ gave us are being fulfilled before our very eyes. We are able to see. If we cannot see something mysterious, we are able to see those signs in our homes, because even the Bible, in 2 Timothy, you come to discover that it tells us that in the last days, people will be adulterers. Children will stop listening to their parents. All those are signs. These signs, they indicate that Christ's return to the earth is almost near. Number one major sign I want to concentrate on today are the signs in the religious world. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 to 5, it says, "Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and they will deceive many." What is Jesus Christ trying to tell us in Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 to 5? One thing you come to discover is that Jesus was just telling his disciples at that time that false prophets will arise. And that tell the Jewish people that their city, which is the Jerusalem city at that time, which was so dear to the Jewish people, these false prophets would tell them that that would not be destroyed, as Jesus Christ predicted.
Yeah.
But you come to discover that God does not lie. He is not like man. So Jesus Christ was God in flesh. And it came to pass that Jerusalem city was destroyed. These warnings, you come to discover that they are also given to those people who live in Earth's last history. Things like false, deceptive teachings are abounding today. We are able to teach them. We are able to see them. Many claim to speak for Christ, but we can't always trust what they say. That is why we need to study the Bible for ourselves and understand the truth that God himself has given us in his word. For the Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, man must live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Jesus also warns us that we need to be aware of deception that will come in these last days. If anyone says to you, Jesus continues to say it in Matthew 24, verse 23 to 26, the Bible says, if anyone says to you, look, here is Christ, or there he is, do not believe it. Jesus here, just to explain a little bit, is just trying to help the disciples and us today understand to say the issue of belief will be a critical issue and challenge in the last days. Because if anyone tells you something sweet that suits your belief, then you'll be able to believe it. So Jesus continues to say, false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the very elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out there. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. Jesus was just trying to explain very clearly that false teachers of the scriptures will change his words and perform miracles to prove that they are representatives of Christ. I think we must be aware of, even the devil performs some tricky magic in order to make it seem as if those are miracles coming from Christ himself. Some will even say, Jesus has come and is speaking and performing miracles in town or in a retreat center or in a camp meeting out of the city. When this happens, the Bible itself, which is our source of knowledge, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 27, tells us to say, when this happens, Jesus says, you should not listen to them. It is not me, he warns us, because when I return to the earth, everyone will know it. In fact, my return to the earth will be like lightning flashing across the sky. Everyone will see that I have come. Now, over the years, you will come to discover that there are people who claimed to be messiahs. There are many, but I'll just talk about a few. In 1978, in Georgetown, Guyana, there was one man who claimed to be the messiah himself. His name is Jim Jones, the founder of the People's Temple. Jones claimed to be the reincarnation of Jesus Christ and led his followers to a mass suicide by convincing them to take a cyanide sealed flavored drink, that which contains potassium and sodium elements, and that which is poisonous, and many people died. Why? Because they believed in this person that claimed to be the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. But if they had read the Bible, that Jesus said that, do not believe them, then they would have secured their lives for eternity. But because of believing in this man, Jones, they died. Another one also, there was a man by the name of David Koresh. He and many of his believers tragically lost their lives in the destruction of fire at their compound in Waco, Texas. So one thing you come to discover is that many names have been popping out. Names such as Sun and Moon. These were people who claimed that they were the messiahs. Names A.J. Mira. Names like Josh Ruish, D. Jesus Miranda. These were all people who claimed that they were messiahs.
Yep.
But of reading the Bible in Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, where Jesus Christ says, I will come in the clouds of heaven and every eye will see me. Jesus doesn't say, Jesus will not come like he is in Africa, in Zimbabwe. People from USA should come and see him because he has come. The Bible says every eye shall see him.
Mm.
In addition to the individuals pretending to be like Jesus Christ or having false teachings, these can appear in many ways like superstition, spiritualism, and the occult continue to flourish. Although many have long predicted that that reason and scientific method would make belief in these things unbelievable or not absolute, something that cannot be believed in. One thing we must know is that in the 21st century, people still cling to the Holocaust or to the horoscope, that which tells them to say, no, at your birth, there are stars which has predicted the future, and they believe in tarot cards, which they believe can predict their future forever. Educated, scientific, and progressive human beings are as superstitious as ever. Spiritualism is still with us here. Its advertising or its advertisement is on board in daylight. Witchcraft, horlocks appear on talk shows. Like, for example, I can say in Zambia, they at the University of the University of Zambia. In recent years, they even wanted to introduce something like how to study, how to become a witch doctor, something like that. So these things are being advertised each and every day. The New Age practitioners and others are everywhere, selling magical crystals and channeling departed spirits, counterfeits, and many others. But one thing we must know, all this makes it even more clear that history is moving towards a climax. Just as Jesus predicted, we are living in the time of the coming of the Son of Man.
Yeah.
So the question is, how can we identify truth amid such confusion? God answers that question in these words that are penned in the Bible, Isaiah 8, verse 20, to the law and to the testimony. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And studying the Bible, which is God's word, through these Discover Bible guides, you come to agree with me to say they can help you follow the counsel of Jesus Christ, which we are learning now. Before we go to sign number two, maybe there is any question or any clarity from this, from the signs that we are from explaining.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, I do want to thank you for your time. I think we'll continue then tomorrow, because we're going to be going through few more signs that we'll see being fulfilled. And so, of course, the message that we get from those, and what is it that we are supposed to do having seen those signs. But for today, I do want to thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you, and have a blessed evening.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.